It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
This is PoliceOnTheScene.com, and we're here. And tell us who you are and what company you're with.
My name's Guy Huffman. I'm with D-Tech FireSense Technologies. We're a fire safety company based right out of Saukville, Wisconsin. And we are out here today enjoying the nice weather, helping families really raise the awareness of fire safety in their homes, talking a little bit about the importance of planning for fire safety before something bad happens, talking a little bit about different fire safety information, fire safety equipment.
Okay.
And fire safety is a funny thing, something people don't think about unless something bad happens. We're out here trying to get them to think about that before something bad happens.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the different types of detectors. Now, I'm familiar with heat and smoke detectors, but I don't know what the difference is.
Well, the important difference between what the NFPA considers a life safety heat detector is that they can go in all the places of your home where you can't use a smoke detector. For example, kitchens, where everybody knows what happens if you put a smoke detector in your kitchen. It goes off all the time. So heat detectors are used in kitchens, in garages, even up in the attic or out in the garage where we're likely to have fires, but we just can't place a smoke detector.
And that's probably could put one in my kitchen. I'm always eating takeout, but okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Then smoke detectors are your first line of defense. Of course, they're important to have inside and outside your bedroom areas. The NFPA also recommends that we have some kind of a detection device in each area of the house, because even a relatively small fire can become dangerous or deadly so quickly. There's options for smoke detectors to actually be able to call the emergency company for you. And so, for example, with this alarm, it can transmit a signal to the base station that can then dispatch the fire department if you're hurt or even if you're not home. They have an opportunity to save your home.
Fantastic. And the other device you have here is for carbon monoxide. Why is that so dangerous?
Carbon monoxide is so important today that Wisconsin state law recently changed. Just a year ago, Wisconsin changed the state law to require carbon monoxide detectors on every level. Carbon monoxide detectors are not fire detectors, but they're designed to protect us from furnaces, water heaters, any gas-burning appliances or fireplaces. We insulate our homes so tightly today that we've sealed ourselves in with the carbon monoxide. So it's extremely important that you have good, effective carbon monoxide protection in your home.
Now, none of these will stop a fire, but they will alert you. What should you do to prepare for the unfortunate incident that one of these goes off?
And you're right. Early warning is the key to being able to get out. There's two periods of time in a fire, from the time that the fire starts to the time that we know about it. Once we know about it, we can take the steps to get ourselves out and safe. But there's only one way to get more time over here, and that's to shrink that first period of time so we know about the fire at very quickly before as it starts. That's where detection devices in the areas of the home where the fire is likely to start, where there's major appliances or major electronics, is so important.
Fantastic, and people should have a plan for escaping their house, right?
Absolutely. We're out here with our home fire safety booklet featuring Flash the Fire Dog, D-Tech's mascot, and we're sharing information about exit drills in the home. Operation Edith is a nationally recognized program encouraging families to plan and practice exit drills in the home. It's not enough to talk to your kids. You have to practice. All of us that have kids know that they don't always do what we tell them to do, but they usually do what we show them to do. Practicing at school is not enough. It's not the same. We need to practice in our homes so that they're ready to be able to find more than one way out in a fire. Make sure that if you have upstairs bedrooms, that you have those escape ladders available. And that's the other equipment that's important. Escape ladders, fire extinguishers, those types of things can all be a key to getting that early warning from your an early escape from your fire.
Now, if people want to learn more about this, we're all over the country with this program. Is there a website that they can check out?
Easiest way to contact us is to contact us at dtech.com.
dtech.com, and we'll put that link in our show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.